Starla returned with a glass of water just as Miss Sophia arrived with a damp cloth. "I hardly think he needs a bandage," Miss Sophia informed her sister as Starla set the full glass down on the little table beside the gentleman's chair. "Will you clean that cut, dear? Our eyes are not what they used to be. He needs young eyes to ensure he's well tended," Miss Sybil said before her sister could approach the man. Starla caught sight of a sneaky twinkle in the older lady's eye as she took the cloth. She bit her lip to keep from laughing. Starla had only been at the boarding house for 2 days, but had discovered quickly that Miss Sybil loved nothing more than a romantic notion. She bent down to see the man's face, although he was so tall that it wasn't necessary for her to lean over too far. She pretended to assess the cut as she tried to gather her courage. How was it that she'd been fearless out on the street? But here, face to face with him like this, every ounce of bravery flew away. It didn't help that he was so handsome. She supposed she was too worried about him outside to notice. But in here, it was impossible not to. His thick, dark hair waved away from his face, and warm brown eyes searched hers as his strong jaw worked to seemingly keep from laughing. There was something reassuring in knowing that he found Miss Sybil as amusing as Starla did. She smiled and lifted the cloth to his face.
"Now, while you were both gone, I discovered this gentleman's name is Mr. Wyatt Dawson. He hails from Montana and is staying at the Palmer's boarding house next door while he is in town conducting business," Miss Sybil said, a note of pride in her voice.
"And what sort of business is that?" Miss Sophia asked.
Starla stepped back, both to assess her work and to give this Mr. Dawson a look that she hoped conveyed an apology for the Cartwright sisters' inquisitive questions. The two ladies had been nothing but kind and welcoming to her since her arrival at their boarding house, but they were quite curious about everyone and everything.
"Freight," Mr. Dawson said without skipping a beat.
He frowned for a brief moment, but it was so fleeting that Starla believed she might have imagined it. When he caught her eye again, he smiled.
"I only arrived into town early this morning, and I didn't expect to receive such a welcome."
Starla's cheeks went warm, and she mentally berated herself. It was no use mooning over a man, even if he was the most handsome man who'd ever started a flirtation with her. She'd shed her mourning garb and come here for one purpose only, and that was to find her brother and help him out of his awful predicament.
"I'm glad you are mostly unscathed," Starla said, as Miss Sophia took the cloth from her hand.
"That hat box. Oh!" She clasped a hand to her chest and turned to the sisters. "The packages! They're all outside on the street!" She'd thought she was being so helpful, fetching items that Miss Sybil and some of the other boarders had ordered from the mercantile. And now they were all laying in the dirt outside. Mr. Dawson rose, brushing away Miss Sybil's protests, and gathered his hat.
"I'll collect your packages. It's the least I can do after the kindnesses you've offered me."
"You needn't do that, Mr. Dawson," Starla said.
"It's no trouble,"
he replied with a smile that Starla might have thought was just for her, if she hadn't already told herself not to get as carried away as Miss Sybil with romantic imaginings. Starla followed him outside to ensure all of the packages were accounted for. She'd also intended to carry a few herself, but Mr. Dawson easily carried them all.
"Thank you," she said as he set them down in the parlor.
Both Miss Sophia and Miss Sybil had left the room, and it felt odd, it just being the two of them. Mama had always been present when Starla had entertained a gentleman caller, before she'd gotten sick anyway, and the callers had vanished. And Miss Sophia had ensured that Starla knew one of the rules of the boarding house was that any gentleman callers required a chaperone. Starla bit the inside of her cheek as she watched Mr. Dawson write a tilted box. Mr. Dawson wasn't a caller. He was simply a man she'd hit in the face with a hat box. What was wrong with her? Zachary was who knew where in a terrible amount of trouble. She'd found the lawyer he had mentioned yesterday, but the man had wanted nothing to do with Zachary's case and had commenced telling her all sorts of things about her brother she couldn't possibly believe.